the blind shall see, and the Lord shall set the captives free. This is the year of jubilee. This is the year. This is the year of jubilee. When the lame shall walk, the blind shall see, and the Lord shall set the captives free. This is the year of jubilee.
One more time.
This is the year of jubilee. Oh, when the lame shall walk, and the blind shall see, and the Lord shall set the captives free. This is the year of jubilee.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, shalom. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, shalom. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, shalom. Jerusalem, 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 shalom. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, shalom. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, shalom. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, shalom. Jerusalem, 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 shalom. This is the year of jubilee. Oh, when the lame shall walk, and the blind shall see, and the Lord shall set the captives free. This is the year of jubilee. This is the year, this is the year of jubilee. And the lame shall walk, and the blind shall see, and the Lord shall set the captives free. This is the year of jubilee. This is the year of jubilee. When the lame shall walk, and the blind shall see, and the Lord shall set the captive free. This is the year of jubilee.
Back to Jordan. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for letting me be here today. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you that my name is on the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, don't get better than that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. I am happy this morning.
Amen.
I'm thankful to the Lord for His mercy and grace. Amen. Enjoyed the service last night.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Brother Branham said so many things on there. You don't know where to begin. There's so many things that he covered and so many things that he talked about. And I do truly believe, as I said at the closing of the service, that is more current today. I believe that than it was then, than when he spoke it. It is for now. Because if it was for then, the rapture would have taken place. But it was for now, for us. Amen. That is a live ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Tell you, it's bride food.
Amen.
And that's that spiritual revelation that he talks about. That, you know, those things that when he come and he brought that word, that message, and he brought it for our day, that those things is just like it was in the day when Jesus was here and everything else. That was for a different time. Sometimes didn't happen for 100 years. Something 800 years. Sometimes thousands of years taking place. But he said once that word is spoken, it has to come to pass. No matter what. It doesn't matter if you doubt it. Or like Brother Branham, many times he'd tell people, he'd come in and says, "Well, I'm sorry, Brother Branham, I doubted your word, and you told me I was going to do this, and I was going to do that, I was going to have a baby, or I was going to do that." And he goes, "Well, what did he say?" "Well, you said, 'Thus saith the Lord, I was going to have a baby.'" It has to come to pass. The word has been spoken, it has to come to pass. Amen. Today, we're here for one more thing. I got to show you one more time. We're here to play our... Amen. This is our triangle, our pyramid. Amen. I love that. I believe that was made before the foundation of the world, so we could stand here today and look at that and say, "Praise the name of the Lord." We press play. We're in little triangles. Amen. Part of God's great symphony. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is the joy of our salvation. You may be seated. We heard about the voice, the shout, and the trumpet. That voice of Malachi 4 calling out his bride. We heard it. Predestinated to hear it. There's many, he says, that can hear it. Anybody can hear it. And there's even some that hear it. "Rabbi, we know. We know you're sent from God." But that's not bride. That bride hears it. They recognize it. There's a little story Brother Branham said. I love it. You caught it last night about the little eagle. He says that there was two eggs. He said that mother knew that there was two eggs. He says, and that little eagle was down in the chicken yard, where we all were, in the chicken yard. And he says it was just clucking around because it didn't know no better. It was clucking around and doing it and everything. He says, but when he heard that voice. Amen. When you heard the voice, it's like, "I'm an eagle. I didn't know it. I thought I was a chicken, but I'm an eagle." Praise the Lord. Oh, that just inspires me. to know that no matter what, it's something Satan can't take from us.
Amen.
He says that once you recognize who that you are, there's nothing Satan can do. We go through our mental battles, and we do. We look at ourselves, and we look at our failures and everything that we do. But down deep inside, you know you're that royal seed. You know you're a child of God. You know you're predestinated. And now you have the joy of your salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I heard a couple meanings of some words that I didn't know before last night. And I want to talk to you a couple of them this morning. Is one of them, I don't know, and it's this time of year, but it's happening a lot lately, that I have an awful time with runny nose and itchy eyes, and my head's hurting all the time and everything else. I just feel achy all over, and just nasty. And many of you have been doing that, have been feeling that way. Well, you know, like it was in the days of Jesus' time, he said that there were scoffers. He said, scoffers all around. He said, what were they trying to do? Trying to disprove the word. And he said, that same spirit is here with us today.
Amen.
The same thing that they were doing then, and spirits just cross right on over. It's like Brother Branham said, Pharaoh, the soldiers, they come right on over into the Nazis, and they went down. They don't go no place. Even sometimes you hear Brother Branham, he says, somebody, I think it was the other night we heard it here, is that he's talking about a gallbladder, praying for somebody who had a gallbladder. And he said, you got a gallbladder problem too. He said, that spirit in you is calling out to that spirit over there. Man. Took a prophet of God to do that.
Amen.
But they're trying to do the same thing that they did back there during Jesus' time. Trying to disprove this word and saying it like we've been saying. You know what? They're too late. They're too late for us. If this isn't it, where is it?
Amen.
How many times do we have to say that? Who was discerning the secrets of the hearts? Where is Malachi 4 or 5 then?
Amen.
Who did he vindicate it? Was it a man? Absolutely it was a man. God man. God man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus. Once that you recognize that's it. And only the bride can do that. But Bram says it's always been the flesh. It always gets in the way of the people. They couldn't see it. They couldn't see it with Jesus' time. How are they going to see it now? I love how he said the other night, and it was, I forget the name of the tape, where he says, I was just going to let him go. He says, them people thank you like a god. He goes, well, they ain't too far off.
Amen.
Amen. And that's who you are. Amen. That's why it's so important. It's not only to recognize that is, but then to recognize who that you are, that you see yourself in him. We're not God's prophet messenger. No one can take that place. No one. God chose him, predestinated him. Prove to the world who that he was. They have to be blind. They have to be miserable, wretched, blind, naked, and don't know it. Because how could you deny it? Like you said, it's obvious as the nose on your face. There it is. What did he do? Was he that good of a guesser, really? I mean, did he know that where you come from, what you did the day before? Or how about to tell you what's going to happen the next day? How about this very thing that he said on the mountain, those seven angels come down and open up the seven seals for the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. We know all the mysteries that are in the Bible. They've all been revealed to us. There's nothing left. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? It's all revealed. Everything that was in that Bible, we know them all. And all the promises are ours. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're on our way.
Amen.
We're on our way. Praise the name of the Lord. But anyway, and all that. He gave us the name, and I was wondering, and a lot of you, if you got allergies, you're going to, you probably picked it up last night. He said what those people were, them scoffers. He said they're ragweeds.
Yeah.
Hey. Ragweeds. That's why my nose is running, my head's hurt, and it's driving me crazy. I told that to Brother Samuel last night. I said, I finally figured out what's wrong with me. All these ragweeds around here. And if you've got allergies, ragweeds is the worst thing that there possibly is. So it's true. And that's just exactly what they are. They're just crazy. They just don't know. We're the nuts. They're crazy. We're just the nuts. Amen. Praise the Lord for the nuts.
Amen.
They're a bunch of yunk. Praise the Lord. But I heard a greater word. And so did you.
Amen.
Anybody know what that word is? Justified.
Amen.
Justified. You're justified. He never even did it. He doesn't even, not forgiven, justified.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Justified. You never did it in the first place. You have nothing. Amen. Now that makes me happy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Once it's justified, then you recognize, and as He has told us, then that's when you know, then your name has been written on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Everything else is dead, it's gone away, you have no desires, it's not there. And then we're sitting together in heavenly places.
Amen.
Spoken word children from the beginning of time. Praise the name of the Lord. And we're getting ready to hear more about that today.
Amen.
As Brother Branham continues on to tell us what it's going to be like. How wonderful. Not only that Father loved us so much, He sent His prophet over to beyond the curtain of time to tell us what it was like. What it was going to be like when He seen those saints in that place. How He said, He talked about the resurrection last night. All them saints, here they come up with Him. He says that was the first resurrection that happened there. The second resurrection, the third resurrection that taken place for us. And when we go, He said it's that close, that rapture to get taken place. And what it's going to be like on the other side. He's telling us all about it last night. Now He's going to tell us more about it today and what that's going to be. I love, He says over there, we're going to do things.
Yeah.
He says, we're going to work.
Yeah.
He says, it's going to be paradise.
Yeah.
He says, just like Adam and Eve in the very beginning. Can you think of that? I mean, how wonderful. We think in our human minds, what's it going to be like? We're going to work. We're going to enjoy one another. We're going to fellowship one another. We're going to talk. And we're going to sit with all the prophets. And then we're going to be gathered together with Elijah the prophet.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about these times. Amen. There's so many things that I want to talk to the prophets about. I want to ask Brother Branham about the seals. What was that like when them angels came down and hovered over top of your head? What was that like? All you see, and we were talking, as he said, so many things are coming so quick, he says, I can't even keep up with it. What was that like? What was it like when you crossed the Red Sea, Noah? Moses, what was it like, Noah, when you was in the ark? We're going to be able to do that.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give Him a big hand. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for calling us out.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We got a baby dedications. If you'd like to be seated, please. We have one family that's here to have a baby. I think it's the Garcia. So let's sing our song, Bring Them In.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from
Levi's on. What a precious token of love. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to stand here today and to hold this little token of love that you've given to this family, Lord. Father, you are the giver of great gifts, Lord, and there's nothing like our children, Lord Jesus. And Father, now that they've come in obedience into your word, Lord, to bring the baby, to give it back into your hands, Lord, for they know that they can't be with it all the time, but Lord, if they place him into your hands, Lord, that you'll be with him always, Lord. And Father, as we come in dedication to bring this little one to you, Lord Jesus, we just pray that you'd be with him, Lord. Keep your hand up over him, Lord. May you watch him and protect him, Lord. May if he grows up, Lord, if time would go on, Lord, that he would be example to other children, Lord, to other adults, that they would truly see Jesus Christ living in him, Lord. Bless the family and be with them, Lord. May you always be the guest in their home, Lord. Always placing you first, Lord. Now we take him, Lord, and we place him back in your hands in dedication. We ask it all in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the church says, amen. God bless you.
From the fields of sin, oh, bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You
to the Lord. There's many of them that's been written out. How many of you would like to raise your hand to the Lord Jesus? You have something that you'd like to let him know about. We just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, first we just want to thank you so much for your great love to us, Lord. You sent your great eagle, Lord, in this generation. He cried out. Lord, there was something down deep in us that recognized that voice, Lord. We heard it. We recognized it. And Lord, we started acting upon it. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, Lord, this morning. We just want to invite you into this service, Lord, just to come and have complete, full control, Lord. To, Lord, just move up and down these aisles, to each seat, to each heart, Lord, and we just want to invite you. We want you to be welcome in this service, Lord. We want to give you all the praise, all the honor and the glory. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for the message and the messenger that you sent this day, Lord. And Father, Lord, would you just, we just appreciate that message last night. How up to date it is, Lord. It's just, I was thinking that we could just hear it again this morning, Lord, and then just go right on into things that are to be. Oh, God, we just thank you so much. Lord, these hands that's been lifted, Lord, there was something that they had on their hearts, Lord, and these requests that's been written out, Lord. Lord, I was just thinking. It just came to my mind last night. The other night, we were driving down the road, and we were talking in our car, our family, of things that we had need of and we were praying about. And then just to stop and I said, but we can't do everything. And then Janaya, she just said, but Daddy, with God, all things are possible. Oh Lord, just stop me in my tracks, Lord. Just that little girl just saying that. Just with God, all things are possible. That childlike faith, Lord. Place it in our heart, Lord, with
God, all things are possible. When we ask, Lord, we shall receive according to your word. And Lord, grant it to us today. We love you, Lord, this morning. Lord, be with each one gathered here in each part of this service, Lord. And as that word goes forth, it's thus saith the Lord. Lord, the bride is resting on every word of that. It's the truth. We love you, Lord. Help us to be ready. We commit it all to you. We thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
And reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Amen. You may be seated. Truly, it's an honor to be here this morning. I know we all feel the same way. And just building and building from last night. What an amazing service that we had. And just can't wait for what's coming up next. Let's sing that song in praise to Him. Glory to His name. Amen.
Oh, down at the cross where my Savior died, and down where for cleansing from sin I cried, and there through my heart was the blood of Christ, singing glory to His name. Oh, glory to His name. And there to my heart was the blood of Christ. Oh, glory to His name. And I am so wondrously saved from sin. Oh, Jesus so sweetly abides within. And there at the cross where He put me in, singing glory to His name. Oh, glory, glory to His precious name. Oh, glory to His wonderful name. And there to my heart was the blood of Christ. Oh, glory to His name. And oh, precious fountain that saved from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, glory, glory to His precious name. Glory to His name. And there to my heart was the blood of Christ. Oh, glory to His name.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you at this time just thanking you, Lord, for your mercy and the grace that you bestowed upon each one of us. For the love you placed in our heart, Lord, for you, for your word, and for the prophet messenger, Lord, that you sent to us. We ask you now to bless these tithes and offerings, Lord. Pray that you would help us, Lord, to use it to further thy kingdom. And we pray and ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
And come to this fountain so rich and sweet, and cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Come singing glory to His name. Oh, glory, glory to His precious name. Oh, glory to His, oh, wonderful name. And there
He answers prayer, he has.
more time.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
Hum it to him softly. This little song means to the bride of Jesus Christ around the world. It is Hebrews 13:8. If we'll just only believe, all things are possible. We're so thankful, Lord, to be part of your great economy tonight, today, to be here to hear the word. Fresh manna. There's no leaven in it. It's fresh. All the rest has been burned, cast aside. This is the wheat age. The Pentecostal age, he said it looked like the wheat, but it was just a carrier. He said if you broke it open and look, you'd have to have a powerful binocular to look to see that seed in there. But now the seed is setting in the presence of the sun.
Amen.
To be ripened. Amen. And we know that faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the
word.
And the word came to the
prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we're here for. This is the presence of the Son. The Holy Spirit here with us, living. Not of history, but today. And we're privileged to be here that we can hear God's prophet. Thank God that a man yielded himself enough to bring us this message. God knew who he chose.
Amen.
So let's just sing our little national anthem while we welcome Brother Branham to come to the pulpit to bring us the words of eternal life.
Only believe.
Again, to welcome to this pulpit our prophet, Brother Branham, to bring us the message, things that are to be, for we believe, preached today for the bride of Jesus Christ in Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Here's God's prophet, Brother Branham. God bless you.